Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, the youth have been playing a lot of football, but they're also playing volleyball.
Aubrey, I'm fired up. We're going to talk some volleyball today. We're going to have a guest on in advance of a really interesting and fun match tonight. Our guest this afternoon is going to be Ashley Davis, the Bryan volleyball coach. Ashley's in her first year with the Lady Vikings. This is her first appearance on the show. I know she's a longtime listener, especially since we have the high school segment right in the time that the teams usually practice. Right, Coach?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on, Coach. We'll let the listeners know and those that have been following her team and volleyball in general know that Bryan's girls have had a really kind of a breakthrough season. The Lady Vikings are going to be playing a home match tonight against Rudder in a battle of two teams that look like they're heading to the state playoffs. Before we talk about that, I'd like to ask you, Coach Davis, just a little bit. I think it's fair to say that your team has been the surprise team in 18-5A. If you look at the standings, where you guys are compared to last year, you've made the biggest jump in the standings. You're certainly in position now to make a really good run at the playoffs after not getting in last year. I don't know if it's fair to ask you about expectations since you were new and you didn't know the kids in the league that well, but can you talk about how the team has done so far? I don't know if they've exceeded what you thought was possible, if you saw all this the first day of practice, but it's been a pretty good run so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I don't know, you know, when I took the job, I kind of, Our biggest thing was just working hard every day and putting us in a position. If we work hard every day, we're going to put ourselves in a position to compete. Mm-hmm. And the kids really bought into that from the very beginning. They attended open gyms. They attended weightlifting sessions in the summer. You know, so they did their work on that end of things. Once we really got into it, though, you know, it just took a little bit of time for them to get used to my style and, you know, really focusing on technique. You know, I feel like if the technique's good, then the product's going to be good. And we just needed to get hot at the right time, and we did. So
let's talk about, I do want to talk about some of your players. I've been able to see you guys play a few times, so I feel like I know a little bit about your lineup, but I think it's significant. One of the reasons we have you on is because of the match tonight that you have against Rudder, but I think another reason to have you on Friday night, you guys did something pretty noteworthy and pretty special. You guys beat A&M Consolidated, and that gave you a sweep of Consolidated in the regular season in the district matches. And I know we talked earlier in the year, but I can't remember if you told me the people around the program might have told you it had been 9 years or something like that since Bryan volleyball.
I think it'd been eight.
Okay. Well, see, I was trying to give you an advantage. I was going to pad your stats for that big salary drive when you go in and talk to the AD. But still, as a program hasn't beaten their crosstown rival in 8 years, you guys pull it off in the first round. You do it again Friday night, so you swept them. You moved two games ahead of Consol in the standings, and effectively, if you guys have the same kind of tiebreaker procedures that most districts do, effectively you're three games ahead because you're two games ahead in the standings, but you also have the head-to-head advantage. Just tell me what it meant to the kids. I would imagine it meant as much or more to the kids and to the parents to beat Consol as it did to you. I mean, I'm sure you loved it, but those kids, some of those kids have felt the wrong side of that.
Yeah, you know, I think for me personally, just not knowing this district in general and kind of, you know, I kind of go into every game wanting to win every game. And so the emotion built into that for me is a little bit different than it is for them. I think after we beat them the first time, they knew they were going to get them the second time. And so it was a really big advantage winning that first one at their place.
What did that mean to you guys, Coach? Now, I cover that match, and I talked to you and Hannah Eich, one of your players, after the match. But that was sort of a breakthrough considering the history that you guys brought into that gym with you. What did that match mean?
It really meant a lot because we really had a tough lineup set up for us going in the first round. We had College Station at home, and then we went on the road for three straight with, you know, arguably three of the toughest teams. And looking at the standings, they were, and A&M Consolidated, Rutter at their place, and Willis at their place. So our biggest thing was if we could get one of the four, which that's pretty much what we did, then we put ourselves in a good position coming back home and to be 4-3 at the turn. And it was really important. Once we got that, we were able to breathe a little bit, knowing that setup for second round was in our advantage. So it was all about mental toughness and mental training, and the kids have really bought into that. And I think, for me, it gave them even greater belief in themselves and in the program and what we're actually doing, you know.
We're talking with Bryan High School volleyball coach Ashley Davis. Let's talk a little bit about your lineup, Coach. We can't mm-hmm. do all 13 or 15 or however many you have,
right.
But I want to talk about some of the key players. And I mentioned Hannah Eich before, and I've probably already bored you to tears with my love for volleyball and my background in the sport, but. It's just such a treat to watch someone play who is as versatile as Hannah. She's arguably your best hitter, your leading attacker, but she's also your setters. You can use two. You have two setters, her and Katie Scott. But when she's not hitting, when she's in the back row, you have her up front setting, so you can have the extra blocker. But I mean, that versatility. Can you talk about what she brings to the program?
Yeah, you know, she stepped into a new role and owned it this year because she's never set. This is her first season setting, so she's come a long way in that, and the team's grown with her, and it's really developed in our diversity and what we can do offensively. Between her and Emily Hibachik, you know, they're leading our team in kills. I think Emily's leading the district in number of sheer kills. It really kind of gives us an advantage that, you know, they can play multiple positions, both of them. And we have a couple of other key players on the team that I move around quite frequently, you know, and that's nice to not have to kind of be pigeonholed into one lineup and be able to have three or four different ones to kind of counter what somebody else is doing on the other side of the floor.
And you mentioned Emily. I was going to, you know, I figured Hibachik, I was going to mess it up however I said it. I can type it. I can spell it. So that's the key thing for us. But a couple of other players, and I mentioned Katie Scott. She's obviously your other setter. And then Madeline Luera, your libero,
yeah.
has played awfully well in the matches that I've seen, Coach. It's funny. It's different. You know, Saturday afternoon when we go out and cover A&M in Alabama, we're going to be however many floors up in a enclosed press box. But when you're at the high school volleyball game, you're sitting right next to the parents in the bleachers. And the other night when I covered your match against College Station, they're the district leaders, and they ended up holding on to stay in first place. But it was funny because there's a College Station parent behind me that just got more and more frustrated every time one of their hitters spiked the ball at Madeline. They just said, quit hitting it to her. You know, hit it somewhere else. And so that's a pretty good compliment. When you're a libero and the other team's parents are screaming, don't hit it to her, that's a good sign.
Well, you know, she really anchors our defense, and I've said that before. She's our on-the-court leader by far. I completely trust her. I think she's going to pick up every single ball. She's going to pursue every single ball. And she's arguably in the top two and libros in the district, in my opinion. You know, I have complete confidence in what she does, and the kids have complete faith in her. So she's really the one that kind of gets everybody together from a leadership standpoint and kind of controls the game.
We're talking, got just a couple of minutes left with Ashley Davis, the first-year Bryan volleyball coach, who's really got her team going. They have a big match tonight. We'll finish up by talking about that. The varsity match scheduled for 6 p.m. Those JV matches, especially in a rivalry like this with two pretty good programs, the JV matches sometimes tend to go on a little bit. But if you're going to Viking Gym, I would suggest not getting there late because I expect there's going to be a pretty good crowd. And one thing is, if you go, you better watch out for me because I already had my workout today. I'll probably park pretty close to the gym. But let's talk about that match, Ashley. They got you the first time around, but it seems like to me your team has steadily improved, and now you get them at home coming off the big win over Consol. It just looks like it sets up as a really fun match and a match where you guys might be able to push them a little more than you did the first time.
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime it's a rival match, it's kind of a coin toss. If it's two good teams, you don't know what's going to happen. Somebody could play really well, play up, and you know, then again, some people could have some errors. And I think that's kind of what hurt us the first time around is we just had too many unforced errors. And so I think it really sets up nicely. I think we're playing really well right now. But, again, it's a rival match, and they're going to bring their A game, and we're going to bring ours. I have a lot of respect for Jackie and her staff and the Rudder volleyball program. But I think that we'll give them a much better match than we did the previous time we met.
All right, that's Ashley Davis, the first-year coach of the Bryan volleyball team. Lady Vikings playing in Viking Gym against Rudder tonight, 18th ranked in the state. Rudder in second place in District 18-5A. And the Lady Vikings right there in contention and really in good position to make a run at getting back in the playoffs in Ashley's first year. Coach, thanks for being with us, and I appreciate you talking to us before the big match.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Aubrey, there you go. The Bryan ISD, the battle of Bryan ISD. That'll be a good match. We don't have enough time. You and Sam used up too much time. We don't have enough time to talk about my intramural volleyball exploits. We'll do that in the summer.
Okay.
No guests sometimes.
We'll dedicate a whole show to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good time. That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.